Good morning, everyone. Welcome to February. Welcome to Summer Breakfast with Joel and Fletch. And I have to be honest with you from the get-go. We came in Monday, we're up and about, and Fletch and I, we pumped our fists together and we said, righto, this is us, breakfast, how good's this? But there's a wall that's been hit, and Brian, we're looking forward to the arvos again, aren't we?
No, good morning, everyone. No, I'm fine. Yeah. I'm okay. Once you're here, it's good.
Yes.
When that alarm goes off.
Yeah. The day's a long day, though, later on.
And then you get abused. Like, Britt was abusing me for not turning the alarm off.
Yeah.
I've got one of those ones, you know, you talk to it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm talking about the radio. So it's an Alexa.
So you go,
Alexa, turn alarm on for 4:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Alexa, turn the alarm off. And then she goes on this spiel about what the weather's doing and the UV index.
Right.
I don't care about that.
No.
And Britt was yelling at me.
Pipe down, Alexa.
Pipe down, Alexa. Brooksy, welcome. And Lieutenant Dan, the regurgitator.
How are you, Dan?
Very well, Joel. Hello, Fletch. How are you going?
I'm going good. Dan, I've got to let you know, yep. I listened to the Tradie Hour this morning.
Thank you.
Very, very impressive.
Really?
You know a lot.
Sure you're listening to this station?
No, it was. You had a great voice.
Thank you.
For radio.
Really?
You got to chime in the back line a little bit more here.
Okay, will do. Yep. Okay.
What was the highlights of this morning, Dan?
Off the back of the back page of the paper, we had 52% of the coaches saying Perth should be the next expansive team.
Really?
So a lot of texts about that. And asked if your interest in rugby union were going to be piqued as well now that Eddie Jones has been coached. Serbian Seagull, not a fan of rugby union.
Not a fan.
No.
We're catching up with the Kiwis, actually. So Israel Dagg and Kempe. We're going to catch up with them a little bit later on. We'll speak about that.
Yep.
How are you listening? That's a big question. 11:70 a.m. in Sydney, perhaps. 6:93 in Brisbane. Maybe through 16:20 on the Gold Coast. Hello to those on the app and hello to those belatedly through the podcast. Now, Ears Up Radio, we're listening to you. Motorola open line 1300 01 1170. You can check out the latest smartphones from motorola.com.au. Usually on the run home, Brian, on a Wednesday, you're coming in when you're golfing attire. Are you golfing today?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't want to give it away.
Yeah, give it away now.
It's a bit like Flea. But no, I've got my golf pants on playing at the coast today.
Right.
But I think I mentioned this yesterday, the coast about 2 weeks ago, a snake was in the hole. But it was a hecko snake, red belly.
In the hole?
It was in the hole, sitting in the hole.
Really?
Yeah, it's all over social media.
I hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
Coiled up in the hole.
Yeah, coiled.
And you guys found it?
No, I didn't find it. Someone else, but I'm playing on the same course today.
Gotcha.
So there's a lot of shrubbery out there.
Yeah. And what about you? You got a nice surprise yesterday, Brooksy.
Yeah. Speaking of Flea giving it away now, I came home to a bit of chili peppers on the Alexa.
Yeah.
And my partner was there and she's like, "You like this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, mad chili peppers fan." She's like, "We're going on Thursday night."
Oh.
She got me tickets because she sort of celebrated a birthday month in November.
Yeah.
And so it was obviously today, February. My birthday falls in February. She's got me tickets to the Chili Peppers tomorrow
night.
Because
it's very hard to get. Your girlfriend wasn't down to Bondi yesterday, was she?
Yeah, she was. How'd you know, Flea?
I don't know. I just got a feeling. Yeah, he's looking good though, Flea, isn't he? It's all over the papers today.
In his Reg Grundy's, do as you please.
Yeah. Well, if this was a afternoon drive, I'd be doing a love lounge. But obviously I'm not allowed to do a love lounge in the morning because the welder, not happy.
Oh, the welder. Generally the first text I find in the morning and plenty of texts coming through too, Brian. 0457 736 736. Let me scroll down to the welder. Where's the welder?
I've got it here.
Okay, what does it say?
It says high sugar in the other guy. Yesterday's show was a marked improvement over Monday's dribble. You guys are on the up.
Yeah.
Thanks, welder.
Yep.
Welder, I want to know what you're welding. Are you a brass?
The Kingswood welder.
Soldering irons in the back of your car. Oxyacetylene. That was my go.
Did you get your, you'd have to as a plumber, wouldn't you, get the welding ticket?
Yeah. Well, no one welds anymore.
Don't they?
No, it's all Chempress, which is all, so basically handyman can do plumbing now, which is a disgrace.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
No.
No more welding. They've taken the art out of it.
Is that like the chemists when they took over the photos?
Oh, yes.
Anyone can just do photos now.
Correct.
Like the chemist.
Yeah.
Big W. Right. Poor Kodak. Those stores just lost out.
Did you guys at school do that? You'd do the photo. You'd take the photos and then you'd put it under the...
Like in Hannah Rocks a Cradle, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And all those thriller movies. No.
No.
You put them on the pegs.
That's right.
Why does that have to be red?
I don't know.
Can I ask you that, regurgitator? Yeah.
You could, but I don't have the answer.
No, okay.
I'm going to see the Chili Peppers on Saturday night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of answers, I was asked a lot of questions, boys. I don't know if you've done this, Brian, and I meant to mention this in the off-season. The NRL, which is really good, they have this program where you go to Prince Alfred Hospital.
Yep.
And you go through like 2 hours of testing, maybe three, including an MRI for about an hour. And all these cognitive tests. Have you done that?
I have not. I'm a little bit worried.
No, it's worth doing. And it's all like they do your balance, they do your reactions, they do a lot of questions, they do memory. So they might throw 15 words at you. They say, right, O'Brien, here's 15 words. Bang, 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 bang. How many do you recall?
Gotcha.
And then you'll do it again. So the whole idea of it.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
How'd you go?
Well, you don't really know how you go because it's you versus you. So really what it's about is you do the test. And then in 2 or 3 years' time, you go back and probably do the same test. So they're just tracking the, I suppose, how far you regress and how quickly, if you regress.
Yeah.
So one of the questions, and I'll throw this out to you boys, one of the questions is this. Okay, so whatever the job is, right, 8 machines, it takes 6 days to do it, right? But if you wanted the same job done, and you've got to answer it within about 30 seconds. You can't be writing it down. So 8 machines can get this job done in 6 days. If you wanted to get the same job done in half a day, how many machines do you need?
Same.
Is that right? No.
16?
No.
You times by 16, don't you? Because it's going to take you 16th of the time.
96 machines.
Yeah.
So you've times 8 by 16?
Mm.
No, 8 by 12.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, because there's 12 half days in 6. You understand?
Yeah. Okay.
No, too early for that?
I wouldn't have thought like that.
No, I got that right. Anyway.
Did you?
Yeah. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. That's my go.
You're numbers, man.
I'll tell you what's not my go. I've noticed lately, and I should know the answer to this, but I'm seeing a lot of tradie type cars, and they've got this colourful, it's not quite a boogie board looking sort of shape, but it's got its. What's that thing you're seeing on trucks these days? And a lot of the tradie, you should be able to answer this, Dan.
Mm, yep.
Tradie hour.
Big tradie fan.
No, but you're seeing this little board, and it's got some spiky sort of things on it, plastic board on the side of cars. There's blue and orange and all those. What's that for?
Is that for when people go camping and they...
But what is it for?
When they get
the
stuck?
Annex. Oh.
Is it when you take it off? Does it look like you take it off and put it under your
wheels?
Is that
what it's for? If you get stuck, you jam it in behind the...
I presume so. I haven't seen all these colourful boards you keep talking. Usually they come in an orange colour.
You see heaps of them.
Now I've got Beta Meinhof.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen them on, like you're talking about, like four-wheel drives and stuff.
Yeah, not always four-wheel drives. Yeah, utes and four-wheel drives mainly.
Maybe because it's been summer and everyone's been camping. That's what I think it is. It's a board. So if you get stuck in the sand.
Yeah, you wedge it and drive out
mud,
of it.
Yeah, you wedge it under
that might be it. That might be exactly it.
Throw it out there.
Where did we land on the poll yesterday, Brooksy? Did the Tigers?
It rose even higher. I think it was 62%. For the Tigers, let me just quickly go there. Dropped a bit, 58. So Tigers, everyone's thinking the Tigers will win a premiership before the Eels.
Yeah, the question was on the basis of Mitch Moses, and if you're Mitch Moses, you want to win a premiership, which club would you go to? Parramatta or the Tigers? And the majority barely have said the West Tigers. That's very, very interesting. 1300 01 1170 is. Oh, what about the sad news yesterday, boys? Kay Dykes.
Yeah.
21st birthday.
We've mocked him.
On his 21st birthday, the same day, incidentally, they let Lockie Miller go.
Yeah.
And he does his ACL.
Yeah, it's tragic.
Tragic.
Tragic. It was funny. We were just speaking about him yesterday. But lucky he's young enough that he can recover from it.
Yeah,
it's not confirmed, but it looks like it's.
I shared with Adam, there's a really good video that my son broke his arm a couple of years ago, and he was really down and out about it. And he found this video of James Tedesco. People forget about the many injuries Teddy had early.
Yeah.
3 major knee injuries early in his career. And then, of course, he bounced back to...
You guys all right?
He goes, okay, Teddy.
I've got to ask, because the rumours... Now, this is going... I keep hearing Roger back to the Chooks.
No.
That's what I keep hearing.
Oh, what an average back five that'd be. So, James Tedesco. Let's go through the back five if that was to happen. The world wouldn't crumble about that on social media. James Tedesco at fullback.
Yeah.
Tupu and Suwali.
Yeah. You might play Roger in the centres with Manu.
Nah, the world will be comfortable with that.
So when we cross over to our Kiwi friends, I'm going to ask him. Because the rumours are getting louder and
please.
Louder.
Mate, if Roger Tuivasa-Sheck turns up to the Roosters without Suwali, Tupu, Manu, Teddy, any of them going, the NRL should just walk out and say, okay, you beat us.
Hang on.
Salary cap's over.
Chook's, Verrill's left.
Tommy Two Phones is a Chook fan too, and he's you're a Chook fan.
Yeah, I'm a Chook fan. Yeah, yep.
Sammy Verrill's left. So there's a little bit. There's a little bit. Smithy, the cheese came because he wants to win premierships.
Yeah,
you know, you
took a cut.
You stay for less.
I'd love that to happen. And by that screams of audacity, temerity, Hyde. It's just rat's ass. Roosters just going, look at this. Yeah. We got you, didn't we? Well, I'd love that to happen.
I'm not G'ing you up. The rumours are getting very, very strong.
Please happen. That would be the greatest thing ever.
Roger playing left centre.
Okay, here we go. Max Tracks, you city smoke folk. What is it though, Bronco Willie?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's that if you get in trouble, you jam it in the...
But how many people are getting in trouble?
I don't know. I've seen them, but not a lot.
No.
No, what you're saying...
I'm seeing him everywhere.
I'm pretty sure that just because it's... Yeah, it's Max been Trakes. Holidays.
How much are they sending you back, Brooksy? A Max Trakes?
Oh, it depends. If you go to Anaconda, $239, but BCF, $239. So, $239 is the standard price, RRP.
Is that something that gets you excited? I mean, Bunnings gets me excited going around down the aisles. Is an Anaconda store getting you excited?
No.
What sort of store gets you excited when you go into?
What sort of store?
Lasagna topper store?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mate, I love going into a servo and if there's a little Morro bar waiting for me.
Oh, really?
Oh, hello.
David.
Hello, yeah, I quite
David
like...
David Morro.
No, I like the fact that, like, I used to complain about the fact that not every servo had a Morro bar, but now I quite like the fact that you just don't know.
Searching for a Morro.
Play hard to get a little bit.
Bunnings is my go.
Is it?
Don't you just like coming across just stuff you don't need, but you went, I'm going to buy one of them, because I bought one of those fly traps.
Yeah.
You know the ones where you got to mix the liquid up, and the flies fly in, but what I didn't realise is they attract flies because of the smell.
Oh, right.
So don't put one, the flies don't turn up. No. But put one in, it was just ridiculous. I had like three flies.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm going, Britton, how good's this? Look how many flies I've caught. But there's flies everywhere now.
So what's your rankest purchase from a hardware store? Mine is the shoes that you wear with the spikes for mowing.
Oh, the aerator.
The aerator.
I'll tell you what mine is, a wheelbarrow.
That's a good purchase.
Nah, it was a cheap one.
Oh.
The wheel came off.
Did it?
Yeah. Sally goes up, Sally goes down.
Dan, are you into the hardware, mate?
You'd be surprised to hear I'm not, but I do like going to Bunnings every now and again. A friend of mine works at Bunnings, loves it.
Okay, so let's just clarify a couple of things here, Lieutenant Dan.
Yes,
now you don't know what a Max Trax is.
No.
And you don't like going to Bunnings.
Correct.
But you're our host for the tradie.
Correct,
hour.
Yeah.
That's good.
I didn't come up with that name.
Right, fair enough. What about you, Brooks, man? You don't strike me as a
handyman. I've always really lived in units. So, the light globe, if that's what it's called. No, but I bought a barbecue, a Weber, one of those little portable ones, and I never use it.
No.
I don't really go around with a portable barbecue.
What about a green thumb? You got a green thumb, either of you two, Lieutenant?
No.
Goodness me. What do you do?
Not a lot, clearly.
What is a hobby? What's a hobby for Lieutenant?
Like going out for drinks.
Yeah.
That's a hobby,
What's your poison?
I like cider. Cider's my drink. Yeah, cider. Not a huge beer fan. Like cider.
Can you get pissed on cider?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it knocks you around a bit?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. 100%.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep.
Did you see Tom Hanks? His latest drink that he's basically concocted himself. So Tom Hanks thinks it's just a match made in heaven. Diet Coke with champagne. So that's sort of taken off now.
What?
Tom Hanks came up with it.
He's
losing it.
Great on me. Like he sort of annoys me.
Who's your go-to actor? If you had to go,
Edward Norton.
He's your go-to.
Go-to, always has been since Primal Fear.
Yeah.
Glass
Onion. Tom Cruise for me.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You don't mind him.
Tom Cruise.
He's got that weird tooth though. The weird Barry. How it's the tooth is in the middle of his nose.
So you can't unsee it when you see it.
It should be the gap. That should line up symmetrically with your George Rose.
That's one of the things where you can't unsee it.
No.
They reckon you can't unsee, well, it's true because I can't unsee it, the kernel So you know the Colonel KFC?
Rambuca.
No, KFC Colonel, which I have been there a few times. He's got the big lemon spread and then it's the tie.
Yeah.
But then when you, it looks like a body. So it actually, a lot of people are seeing it as the big head and a small
legs.
Body. And once you see that once, that's all you ever see.
Gotcha.
He's a Colonel's lemon spread and his small little body.
And it's a bit like the Twitter photo. It's the bird in the birdhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once
you see it,
you can't unsee it. Yeah. 1300 011 70 is the way to have your say. Great padding, boys. Great padding, great start. This is the Summer Breakfast. Joel and Fletch, plenty more still to come.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.